County Lines is WISO's new series focusing on small towns and rural communities in the Miami Valley and beyond. Community Voices producer Renee Wild travels down the highways and back roads to bring WISO listeners stories of country life that go beyond the stereotypes. Across the U.S., a growing number of rural communities are facing a growing veterinarian shortage that is expected to worsen in the coming years. These regions are in need of veterinarians that specialize in livestock animals and public practice. To combat this growing problem, the American Veterinary Medical Association is trying to encourage more veterinarians to practice in underserved areas with the help of the Veterinary Medicine Loan Repayment Program, which provides selected food, animal, and public health veterinarians up to $75,000 in loan repayment in exchange for serving at least 3 years in a federally designated shortage area. Community Voices producer Renee Wild rides along with a country veterinarian to talk about that shortage.
I'm sitting in the passenger seat of the pickup truck that serves as the mobile office for veterinarian Dr. Scott Hoskett.
I don't know if you've ever seen a calf being castrated.
Can't say that I have, but for Dr. Hoskett, this is a routine farm call.
Yeah, I graduated from Ohio State College of Veterinary Medicine in 1978, and then I went to Wisconsin. Well, I was up there from 78 to 81, then I moved back here to Ohio.
Dr. Hoskett is considered a mixed animal practice vet, which means that he divides his time between treating small animals like dogs and cats in his clinic and traveling between farms, like this afternoon, to treat large animals that range from horses, cows, goats, pigs, and llamas.
So typically it's small animal surgery from 8 to 10, and then I like to leave space open for large animal, but I'll have small animal from 11 to noon, and then in the afternoon I'll have like 2 to 3 hours of large animal and 2 hours of a small. So I try to finish up at 6 o'clock, but invariably, you know, I end up getting called out after 6.
We get to the first farm, and Dr. Hoskett opens the covered truck bed, gathering up everything he needs for the procedure. Most of the equipment is easily recognizable. Syringes, bandages, stethoscope. But there's a whole pile of specialty large animal tools that look more like something you might find in a hardware store. When we enter the barn for that castration procedure, the steer is tightly enclosed in a metal holding pen so that he can't move around and hurt himself or us.
I'm going to look the other way.
The soon-to-be former steer surges against the pen as Dr. Hoskett works with the efficiency of a man who's been doing this for the past 40 years. The entire procedure takes less than 10 minutes, and we're back in the truck and on to the next farm call. In addition to these scheduled farm visits, Dr. Hoskett also does emergency calls for large animals, which typically happen after office hours, especially during the winter months when most livestock are having their babies.
I mean, the one time from January to March, I spent, it was like 13 hours a day. I didn't even eat dinner with my family for, I think it was 110 days. There's some nights about once a month, every couple months, I'm so exhausted that I just, at 11 o'clock, I just turn my phone off.
Okay, that right there is one of the reasons that new veterinarians don't want to go into large animal practice.
There is a shortage of large animal vets. That's what I tell people. There's a shortage at 2 o'clock in the morning. Some of them do not want to work over 40 hours a week. They don't want to do emergencies. Plus, they're coming out with a $160,000 debt.
In Ohio, 29 counties located in the southern parts of the state are feeling the vet shortage. And 9 of those counties have no veterinarian practices. We arrive at our second farm call to treat a pet goat named Jackson.
Well, it was about 9 years ago when you were here, so.
Yeah, I remember that.
I'm glad you're not retired.
No.
What would you do if you had been retired?
Boy, I don't know who I would have called.
Yeah.
Really? A lot of them don't like to come out anymore.
Dr. Hoskett is turning 65 this year, but he has no intention of retiring anytime soon.
I do enjoy it still. But it is getting harder, and it is getting real tiring. And the other night, I had a dog that that really took a bad turn, wasn't responding to any treatment, and I actually brought it in the house. It bothered me so much, I only got about 2 hours sleep. I kept waking up and checking on the dog. It ended up passing away. And I think the day comes, if it doesn't bother me, a pet dying, if it doesn't bother me that much, then that might be the time. But when the time comes, I'm going to quit cold turkey. I have a sign on my door, gone fishing.
And when the time does come for him to hang up his gone fishing sign, hopefully a new generation will be there to continue his work. For County Lines on WYSO, Renee Wild, Yellow Springs, Ohio.
County Lines is made possible by a generous grant from the Ohio Humanities Council.